The strange towns get you. Knowing no one. The endless search on weekend pass. The beer bought for the strange girl who gave you the come on in the Second Avenue bar. It's being away from home. Seeing snow for the first time. I'm glad winter's over. This summer belongs to the people of the world who want each other. I know it. Even the lovers on the library lawn are too busy to be self-conscious as I pass them by. We did have fun, didn't we? Going everywhere together, to the theater, to the beach, to Bill's party, staying out late at night and being drowsy in each other's arms, and all the while wearing love masks for all to see. I think we convinced everyone of our love. Everyone but each other. That's all right. I never really loved you. Except maybe now that you're not here anymore. But I can remember things, and we did have fun, playing games and riding in an airplane and making other people laugh and exchanging silver rings and planning living together and trips around the world. Tonight it was different. No fog wandered in and out of alleyways. No cable car came rattling, sounding its bell as down the hill it plunged. No tan face to cup my hands about to lead down a darkened hall and through an open door into a darkened room. No, it was different tonight. I held your hands mentally, touched your face with wishes. We stood at opposite ends of a 5,000-mile street. The bride and her intended tremble down the aisle, smiling as they go, shy smiles of pleasure and sadness. The old women weep into lace handkerchiefs, and the young boys chalk soap messages on the couple's auto. While in the belfry the bells peal, and the anthem starts to play. Down the street I walk, away from it all, trying not to hear the bells and the excited crowd, caring not to see the happy smiles, thinking as I walk along the sidewalk that summer will not last. Yet everywhere the sky is cloudless, and there is no relief from the sun. The moon rose over the town tonight, like the warm, round belly of a young girl, exposed so all might see and compliment it. Alone in the public park, I watched it edge above tall buildings and climb through bleak clouds till it was time to journey down again. Finally, it moved behind a cloud and the show was over. On the way home, a girl stopped and asked my name. I didn't return her smile. My time for smoky garrets and sagging beds and dirty dresser tops is through.